Well, good morning, second service. If you're wondering, what are you doing with a pulpit? I'm teaching Song of Solomon this morning, and I want to keep this between us. If you're familiar with the book, you understand that. If you don't, you think I'm crazy, but you probably think I'm crazy anyways, or you will by the time I'm done, so don't worry. You know, as we gather together this morning, and I share with you that we're going to be in Song of Solomon, originally, I was thinking, Lord, I feel like you're leading me to just do this for Communion Sunday. And I was going to pull verses from the whole book and, in essence, do the whole book today with you guys, just pulling verses from each chapter. And as I began to get ready for this week and studied for this morning, I felt like the Lord just put on my heart to take you guys through the whole
book. Morning, second service.
Last week, we were studying in Matthew 18.
What are you doing with a pulpit?
We were studying about the rich young ruler.
Song of Solomon this morning.
And as we were studying his life,
I want to keep this between us.
We heard Jesus.
If you're familiar with the book, you understand that.
If you don't, you think I'm crazy, but you probably think I'm crazy anyways, or you will by the time I'm done,
so don't worry. Because he loved
him. You know, as we gather together this morning, and I share with you that we're going to be in Song of Solomon.
Intimacy with Jesus, and the one thing that he needed to
have it. Lord, I feel like
that
you're leading me to just
do
this
we know,
for Communion
never came back
Sunday.
To Jesus
I was going to pull verses from the whole book
him in his love.
And essence,
all week long, I've been
today
meditating
guys,
on Song of Solomon.
That's
chapter.
Where I've been devotionally.
And as I began to get
God
ready for this week
in this book,
studied for this morning,
like, Lord,
I feel like the
Lord just put on my heart
me,
to take you guys through the
whole book. Share this with the people.
I'll tell you why.
This is a word in season
last week we were studying in Matthew 18.
I received it from him, and I'm going to share it
with you. We were studying about the rich young ruler.
As he has given it to me.
And as we were studying his life,
beautiful portion of Scripture,
and it's through Mark
recording
of Mark
10:21,
we'll go back
we
to Matthew's
heard this
gospel,
expression by the Holy Spirit
that Jesus beheld
over the next 15
this
years.
Man because he loved him.
You know, by
and
way
his heart was broken for him because
I
he was lacking
a bit of background
intimacy
to this book
with
that I think
Jesus
is and the one thing that he
most.
Needed to have it.
And I'm not going to be that, you know, real elaborate in my introduction.
As far as we know, never came back to Jesus
and allowed Jesus to lavish him in his
longer than normal.
And so all week long I've been meditating on Song of Solomon.
That's where I've been devotionally.
On later on and nobody cares about
either team.
And the love
of God is so explicit in this book.
I hate both teams.
I think you're the Giants fan
as a Bills. You know,
be my
share
second
this
team.
With
I don't
the
like
people that
team.
This is a word
I'm going
in
to the party for
our
church.
And the Justin
and so
Timberlake
I received
concert.
It from him,
other
and I'm going to share it with you.
I saw
as
he has
given
I
it to me.
The football
I think it's a
game
during the Justin Timberlake concert.
Portion
I
of scripture,
that.
And it's
that's good.
In theme with the love of God. And when we finish
this morning,
we'll go back
I'm not
to Matthew's gospel
in totality.
The gospel there.
I'm going to take you through it verse by verse like we do on Wednesday night.
But
I'm going to stop and start quite a bit.
By way of short introduction,
I do want to give you a bit of background to this book that I think is forsaken by most.
But I want to break this
down. And I'm not
going to
be, you know, real elaborate in my introduction.
So that we can
on a Sunday morning,
here for.
But
it's
I will tell you this,
Solomon.
Today's going to be a little longer than normal, probably about 40
read,
minutes.
Literally.
There's no hurry to
I
get
think
home.
It is between
that
Solomon
on later
and
on
Yeshua,
and nobody
my
cares
woman,
about either
ultimately,
teams, right?
Supremely,
so,
and it should be read,
I hate both
literally.
Teams.
But I do believe
as a
secondarily,
as a Bills
it can be
my
read
second team,
I don't like either team,
and
I think that it speaks of yes,
and the Justin Timberlake
and the Jewish people.
Other than that,
but more specifically, Jesus
I heard there's a football game
and I say that to you based on the authority of the New Testament.
That's good.
Ephesians chapter 5 tells us
here and study this
that husbands
morning,
are not going to read the text
in totality.
I'm going to take you through it verse by verse like we do on Wednesday
night,
and I'm going to stop and start
and Revelation
quite a bit.
Chapter 2,
so
Jesus rebukes
you,
the church of Ephesus,
then you can go and read this on your
says,
own later without my interruptions,
you left your first
but I want to break this text down with you
speaking
in detail.
To the church.
So that
in
we can
Luke
receive
chapter 24,
all that is here
when Jesus,
for us, after his
Solomon,
resurrection, before his ascension,
I do believe
when he was
to be
walking
read
with the
literally.
Two on the road to Emmaus,
I think it is between Solomon
and the
shoe of my
woman
understanding
supremely,
that all of the volume
should
of the
be read
book spoke
literally.
Of him.
But I do believe
beginning
secondarily,
in the law of Moses,
it can be read
allegorically.
Scripture.
And I think
that
it speaks of yes,
testified
in
the
Jewish
people,
Jesus Christ,
but more specifically,
in the volume of
the church.
And I say
that
to you based on the authority of the New Testament.
It that way,
Ephesians chapter 5 tells us
it's an interesting book in that
there is
wives
no mention
are
of God picture
throughout
of Christ
it. There's no mention
in
of
the
salvation.
Church, in
their
there's
no discussion
in
of theology.
It's a book
in
that
Revelation
never quoted
chapter 2, Jesus
in the Old Testament
the church
or
of
in the New Testament.
And he says,
it's
my
qualm with
you
is that
you left out
their places
which is a marriage
in the canon
term.
Right between
speaking to the
Ecclesiastes
church.
And Isaiah,
in Luke chapter
24,
when Jesus, after his resurrection,
cares,
before his
ascension,
don't,
I give
when
you permission
he was walking
to go to
sleep for on the road to Emmaus,
he gives his beloved rest.
He opened the scriptures to them and he gave them
understanding
that all of the volume of the book spoke of him.
Spurgeon
and Moody said that this was their favorite
through scripture.
You know, as
showing
I've been spending time in it,
testifies,
and I've read it many
of
times,
but
Jesus
this
Christ
time
is
going around through the Word of
in
God,
the volume of
I think
the
it
book.
Has become my favorite
So I believe
Old
that ultimately
Testament
and supremely,
book.
We
I don't know if
I would
say it
for sure the, you know, the cake.
It's an interesting
I don't know if it's
book
that
in that
Genesis,
there is no mention of
God
throughout it.
There's no mention of salvation.
It was their favorite book.
There's no discussion
and
of
we
theology.
Are told that
it's
Jewish
a book that
never
were not,
quoted.
You know,
in the Old Testament,
they were not allowed to read this
until
they were 30 because of
it's
the
a book that every
in
ancient
death.
Hebrew scholar places in the canon, right between Ecclesiastes
47
and Isaiah,
not found anywhere
spot.
Else in the Old Testament.
This is for those of you who care. Those of you who don't,
less than 10
I give you permission to go to sleep for a few minutes.
And over 460 words that describe some facet of
so you can take a little nap if you like. But this is for those of you who like to dig deep.
It is a
Spurgeon
very
Moody
beautiful
said that this
book.
Was their
Listen,
favorite
Joseph
book.
Joseph Beck-Akabah,
you know, as I've been
ancient rabbi,
time in it,
revered in his day,
and I've read
he
it many
this,
times,
quote,
but this time going
no
around through the Word
equal,
of God,
to the
I think
day
it has become
God
my favorite
Song
Old
of
Testament
Songs,
book.
Song of Solomon.
I don't know if I would say
it's
Israel.
For sure,
all
the
you
poetic
know, the cake,
books
I don't know if it's that or Genesis,
but the
but
Song
it's one
of
those two.
But Spurgeon
Moody
said it was their favorite
of holies.
And we are told that Jewish boys were not
so we come to be
able to read this.
They were not allowed to read this until they were 30
because of the intimacy and the depth.
My sister-in-law and I were talking
117
verses,
and
47
words
not
found
anywhere
else
in the Old Testament.
I asked her, I said, how was it? Used less than 10 times in the rest of the Old Testament.
It wasn't lost.
And over 460 words in
one Sunday morning only.
Intimacy,
she said it definitely was a little deeper than what I was used to, but I was able to take away
beautiful
what you were applying to us. So for those of you that are here today,
an ancient rabbi greatly revered
his day, he said this,
don't let the deepness distract you.
No day is equal to the day that God gave
Song of Songs,
Song of Solomon, to Israel.
All the poetic
we're
books
here to receive
holy,
the love of God.
But the Song of Songs
so
is
that,
the holy
so that you have an opportunity
holies,
to be exposed
quote,
to it more
quote.
Than just this general
so we come
statement
to
of God loves
book
you.
Here this morning
I
that
want
is going
to
speak to us
what it looks like in
love.
Detail because God
my sister-in-law
this
and I were talking
his
after
word
for
service,
us to glean from and to understand
and, you know,
of his
she's
love
been
for
coming
you.
Here now for a couple
so
of years but she said to me
I asked her I said how was it
about God so that if you're new here you're busy you're trying to figure out
she said
do I want to be
coming on Wednesday nights going to Sunday morning
you can walk away
she said
it definitely was a little deeper
than what I was
used to
but I was able to take away what you were applying
to God.
So for those of you
that
are
here
today and
you
say,
Pastor,
you're digging
deep.
Don't let the deepness distract you.
Take away the application and God's heart for you.
In verse 1,
we're
here
for one reason in
this
book
this morning.
This
is the Song
of Songs,
which is Solomon.
We've got the King of Kings.
You have an opportunity to be exposed to it more than just a general blanket statement of God loves you in Scriptures.
I want to tell that up of what it looks like in detail because God preserves
his
miserable
in his word for us to glean from and to understand
of
his love.
Of vanity,
so that
but then
if
he comes
inquiring,
inquiring,
but this is
God,
the song
about God,
of songs.
So that if you're new here, you're
this
busy, you're trying to figure out, do I
want
to be
according
a Christian?
To 1 Kings chapter 4,
you can walk away with
3,000 of what you're walking
we
away from.
We only have
750
of those 3,000 Proverbs,
25%
though, and
I pray
recorded
to God that
in
you
the book
don't walk
Proverbs.
Away, but you
Proverbs
walk with
are
Jesus
statements
Christ
based on long experience and
so we begin.
They're truth bombs.
In verse 1,
he wrote 3,000 of those. The man was brilliant.
It says, this is the
wisest ever
of songs. He wrote over a
thousand
songs.
We've got
we
the King
in
of 1
Kings,
Kings,
chapter 4.
Of the Lord of Lords.
Songs.
We've got the Holy
of out of all
scriptures,
of those songs.
Solomon
is
in Ecclesiastes,
the
songs.
Book before this.
He's
but he's
miserable.
Inspired by the Holy
he
Spirit.
That everything of life
and
is vanity
of vanities.
But then he
to the
comes
paper,
and
he
would
write,
this,
this
is
the
song
of songs.
This is the love song.
This is
the
a
love
guy
of God for his
who
bride,
wrote
according to
1
Kings chapter 4.
That takes the cake out of any other song that will ever be written.
We only have 750 of those 3,000 Proverbs, 25%
by
recorded
in the book of Proverbs.
Proverbs
the son of
are
David.
Statements
now,
based
as we move
on
through this
long
year,
experience
I'm feel like Shakespeare
in
a
short
bit. The
statements.
Book's
going to
make me sound
bombs.
Smarter than I am.
He wrote 3,000 of those.
I'm not
the man
smart
was
at all.
Brilliant.
It's the
book. The Bible does
he's the
it.
Wisest
makes you
ever
smarter
live.
Than you are.
He wrote over 1,000 songs.
It's
going to
turn into a dialogue.
It's going
to
be Solomon
1 Kings
speaking
chapter
to the Shulamite. 1,005 songs.
Of they're
and this out of all
they're
of those
get married
songs
in chapter
is the
three,
song
we'll there
eventually.
Of songs.
But right now they're courting. They're,
but he's inspired
they're
by the Holy
to
Spirit
to be married.
And so there's going
to
be
Solomon
speaking to the Shulamite,
to the papers. He would write
to this is the song.
Which I think is beautiful because there's not just a specific name given to
the love of Jesus for his bride.
General term.
That takes the cake out of any
woman.
Other song that
so
will ever be written.
This
all
is the
here this
song
morning, that
we
of
all
songs.
Could be the bride of Christ.
And it's written by Solomon,
she's going
the king
to speak
of Israel.
Back. In fact, she's going to take
the
mic in verse 2.
Now, as we
and
move through this year, I'm going to feel like Shakespeare a little bit.
The book's going to make me
and
sound
I'll tell
smarter
you
than
that's
I am.
Happening.
But
don't
first,
be deceived.
Song
I'm not
songs,
smart at all. It's the
and
book.
Now in
the Bible
verse 2,
does it. It makes you sound smarter
this.
Than you are.
She says, let
it's
him,
going to turn into
Solomon,
a dialogue. It's going to be with
Solomon
the kisses
speaking to the
of his mouth.
For
at this portion of
Solomon,
Scripture,
they're
courting.
Your love is
they're
better
married in chapter
than wine.
Will
wine
come
in Scripture
there,
speaks
now
of courting.
They're
she says, man,
engaged
I long,
to be here,
Solomon,
to be married.
For your mouth
so
to kiss me, I long
speaking
for
intimacy.
By the way,
I love for there to be this
physical connection
which I think
is beautiful because there's
I'm
not just a specific name
for your
the
presence.
Bride.
There's just this
general
term,
and you
the
Shulamite
woman.
In scripture, and there's
so
all sorts
includes
of
all
kisses that come to my mind. There's the kiss of reconciliation
of Christ
between Jacob and
she's
Esau.
She's going to speak back.
There's the kiss
in fact, she's going
to take the mic
by
in verse
Judas
two. To our Lord,
and then there will be times where her girlfriend
there's the kiss
speak
of worship.
And I'll tell you when that's
by the woman at the feet of Jesus before the
Song of Songs
at Simon
and now in verse two, there's
the kiss of forgiveness. She says, "By the father of Solomon, when he returns back
with the kisses of his mouth."
This here is a kiss
for
unlike
love,
any other. This
Solomon,
is a kiss of intimacy.
Your love is better
this is
than
a kiss
wine.
Of
wine in Scripture speaks of joy.
By the bride
she says, man,
that
I
she
long,
is
Solomon,
for,
by her
for your mouth to kiss me. I
and
long
I look at
for
that
intimacy.
This morning and I think,
man, I love for there
so
to be this physical connection between you and
I.
I'm desperate for your
but
presence.
I believe that the most of you would
you know,
agree
you look at this,
that
that
is how kissing in Scripture, and there's all sorts of
Lord,
kisses that come to my mind. There's the kiss of reconciliation
between Jacob and Esau.
I don't think we're
taking
it that way.
There's the kiss of betrayal
by Judas to our Lord, to be
Jesus
in
Christ.
Your presence.
There's the kiss of worship
to not just
by the woman
sing
at the feet
Jesus
of you and not just
before the cross,
hear about
at
you and
not
just partake
home.
Of things that
there's
symbolize
the kiss of forgiveness.
You. But Lord, I
by
am longing
father
to actually
be cold
when
you.
He returns back to his home.
But I am
but
longing to actually
a kiss
handle
like any other.
You,
this
touch
is
you the way
that
intimacy.
Thomas did.
After
this
you
is
rose
a kiss
again,
Lord,
satisfaction.
I can't wait,
Lord,
till
I get to put
a
face
she is
with
longing
a name
for by her bridegroom.
But I can't wait
and
to embrace
this morning
you
and think,
and
man,
to hold on
that
to
is
you
so
for all of eternity.
I mean,
there is that there because, Lord, your
you.
Love is better
but
than mine.
I believe
mine.
That the
in other
most
words,
of you
this
would
is what
agree.
He's saying.
That that is
how
the Spirit
is saying
to us
toward Jesus.
And I agree.
We are so
amen to it.
Here's
what
it is. We are so
desperate.
The love of Jesus
is better
than anything that this world can intoxicate you with.
But symbolically, Lord, I am longing to
the love of Jesus, my bridegroom, like the Shulamite said of Solomon,
I am longing to
your love. It is better than
wine.
Whatever
this
world can fill me with,
and not
whatever
just pleasures
are out
there,
and there are pleasures.
You.
But Lord, I am longing
I'm
to
not
actually
one of those
be
pastors
cold
that
you.
Pretend there's no pleasure out there.
But I am longing
to actually handle you, touch
there's
you
some
the way
great
that Thomas
highs
did.
Out there.
After
there's
you
some
rose
great
again,
times
Lord,
out there that
I can't
had,
wait, Lord,
until
I get to put a face with a name.
To the love that we are able
but
to
I can't
lavish
wait to embrace
and
you
the only
and
to hold
son,
on to you for
Jesus
all of eternity.
Christ.
There is that there
so
because, Lord,
says,
your
Solomon,
love is better than wine.
I long
in other words,
kiss.
This is what he's saying. This is what the Spirit
you know,
is saying
tells
to us,
us.
And I agree. I say amen to it. Here's
rabbinic
what it is.
Tradition
the love
tells
of Jesus is
better
than anything that this world can intoxicate you with.
The
love of Jesus, my bridegroom,
kiss,
like the Shulamite said of Solomon,
that's
Lord, your love,
him.
It is better than wine.
And
whatever
think,
this
Lord,
world
I can't wait
can
to be
fill
in your
me
presence.
With, whatever pleasures are
I
out
can't
there,
wait, Lord,
and
because
there are
all
pleasures.
The things of this life, they pale in comparison.
I'm not one of those
pastors
that pretend there's no pleasure
out there.
Out there. Sin is pleasurable.
Your love is better than wine.
There's some great highs
she
out there.
She goes on to say
there's some great times out there to be had.
Specific
but they pale in
comparison
to the love
or
that we are able to lavish
ourselves
in. And the only
begotten
in these days had a specific anointing that nobody else could wear
and
a
so
specific
says,
cologne
Solomon.
If you would. So that they were distinct, that you can know a priest was coming because nobody
you know,
else could wear
tells
the
us,
scent that they would wear. She said, there's a scent
rabbinic
about
tradition
you.
Tells us
there's
that
an ointment
when Moses
about
was buried
you
by the Lord,
that is concerning
we don't know
your
where,
name. It's as ointment
that
poured
he did
forth
it when he buried him with
therefore,
a kiss.
Therefore, do
the,
kiss the virgins
the Lord.
Love you?
That's how we buried him.
Paul says,
and I
to
think,
the church
Lord,
of Corinth,
I can't wait
my
to be in
desire
your
is to present you
I
as
can't
a
wait,
chaste
Lord, because all of the
virgin
things
before
life,
the
they
throne.
Pale in comparison
listen, when
the
we come to Jesus Christ,
that are available out there,
as if
they don't do.
We are chaste.
Your love is better than wine.
In other words,
she goes on to say in verse 3,
all things become
and
new.
And it's so specific
we become
here,
like chaste virgins.
She says, because
of
thy
Savior, or literally your
when you
scent,
think of
your
a virgin,
anointing.
You think of innocence, right?
The priest in these days
we
had
are not
a specific
anointing
that nobody else could wear
a specific
in our nature and of ourselves. So that they
we
were
have
distinct,
baggage,
you can know a
background,
priest was coming because
shame,
nobody else could
guilt,
wear the
we
scent that they would wear.
She says, there's a scent about you.
When you come to Jesus Christ,
all
that is concerning your name, it's as ointment poured forth.
The whole filing cabinet of heaven that has recorded all the
virgins
that you had
you.
Done get dismissed
says,
and there's a new
the
file put in your records
and
it is
to present you as
and
a
redeemed
in the blood of the Lamb
the
that's what it is
listen when we
and
come
become
to
Jesus like a virgin
Christ,
now
we are as if
in the eyes of God
and
the eyes of heaven
before him
maybe your
ex-spouse
doesn't think that of you maybe your friends don't think that of you but God
things
thinks that of you.
We become
God
like chaste virgins.
You
are
when you think
virgin,
of a virgin, you think
now
of
in my sight. The way that
when
I
you
see
think
you,
of a virgin, you
the
think
way that
of innocence,
I behold
right?
you, the way that I look at you,
we are
in
not
my
innocent.
Son,
we are not
perfect
in our nature,
that's
in
how
of
I
ourselves.
See you.
We have baggage, we have
and
background,
says,
we have shame,
here,
we have guilt.
All of the
we
virgins
have all of that that
rejoice
is attached
over
to us when we come to Christ.
You because
of
when
your
you come
name,
to Jesus
like
Christ,
a sweet savor.
All of those things pass
your name,
away.
There's a
the whole
scent that's attached to
the name
of
heaven,
heaven
that
nobody
smells
all
like
the sins
Jesus.
That you had done get dismissed. And there's a new file
you know,
put in your records.
When I was younger,
and it is washed and redeemed
my dad
in the blood of the Lamb.
Was the founding
that's
pastor
of this church.
And you become like a virgin now.
And he would go away
in the eyes of God and the eyes of heaven.
Sort of starting to do myself
now. Maybe your ex-spouse doesn't think that of you. Maybe
your friends don't think that of you, but God thinks that of you.
Just different things.
God says this, you are a virgin.
Now in my sight,
the way that I see you,
I remember the first time you
went away, the way that I behold you, the way that I look at you
in my son
is perfection.
I remember I was so upset and distraught over it that he left behind for me one of his t-shirts with his
scent on it. All of the virgins rejoice over this.
And it was one that wasn't washed. Because of your name,
your name is like a sweet savor.
So that when I would get sad or
your name, there's a scent that's attached to your name.
In other words,
nobody smells like Jesus.
And hold on to it and be reminded that he's going to come again soon to be with me.
You know, I remember when I was younger,
quite pathetic. I'd walk around the house with this shirt for the whole time that he was gone.
My dad was the founding pastor of this church for 16 or 17 years old.
And he would go away quite a bit, as I'm sort of starting to do myself.
But you know, now I do the same thing with my son and daughters.
Speaking engagements,
when I go away,
different things, traveling to Israel from time to time,
they always ask me.
Those trips were lengthy and long. I remember the first time
you
went away,
I always at home where
I was around 2 or 3 years old.
You leave behind
when I was alive.
One of your V-neck t-shirts.
I remember I was so upset that you were
over
at
that he left
so that
behind
we can
for me
smell it, that
one of his t-shirts
with
his
scent on it.
There's a smell
and,
about
and it was one that wasn't washed.
My dad's
it was one
arms,
where I,
my brother
I could
and I
smell
were
my dad.
This.
So that when I would get
my dad's
or,
arms, I
could, you know,
upset
over
coming
his
up to
absence
as a kid
of presence. I can sort of just lay my
head
in his arms
onto
and
it and
his arms.
Be reminded that he's going to come again soon to be with me.
My mom says it was quite pathetic. I'd walk around the house and there's a smell
about
her time that he was gone. And I did that till I was 16 or 17 years old.
In our estimation, a smell of beauty.
But you know, now I do the same thing with my son and daughters. When I go away,
I think of the anointing
trip,
that is unique
days,
to
they
Jesus.
Ask of me. The scent
Dad, will you
that
leave
is unique
behind,
to the
I
name
at home where
of Jesus, the name
Dad,
that is above all names.
One of your V-neck t-shirts.
For the Jew, Jehovah, was a name that you
didn't
even speak of.
So that they didn't even know how to properly pronounce it.
We can hold on to
Yahweh.
They didn't even know.
Because they revered it so much.
But we have the fulfillment of that.
My brother and I were talking about
our salvation.
My dad's arms, I can remember just coming up to him as a kid.
And just laying my head on his arms and smelling
his arms. Because in his name is where we find
my mom's face when we kiss
her. In his name is where we find healing and redemption.
I was taught as a child.
If you're afraid, if you have a nightmare,
if you're overwhelmed,
start saying the name of Jesus, and at his name, Satan
and his demons
beauty.
Tremble and they fear the power in the name
of
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
What a name, the name of Jesus.
I think of the anointing that is unique to Jesus.
The
scent
says,
that is unique to the name
the
of Jesus, the name that is above all names.
All
for the Jew, Jehovah was a name that you
and
didn't even speak of.
They didn't even know how to properly pronounce it.
Is it Jehovah or Yahweh? They didn't even know because they revered it so much. But we have the fulfillment.
There is
no
name.
Jehovah
like
has
the name
become
of our Lord,
our salvation, Jesus Christ.
There is no God like our God.
The name of boasting of that.
Because
in his name is where we find forgiveness.
And the name of Jesus.
In his name is where we find healing and redemption.
I was taught as a child.
When the worship team
if you're afraid,
is leading,
if you have a nightmare, if you're
overwhelmed,
start saying the name of Jesus.
And at his name, Satan and his demons tremble
and mercy
until
I came to Jesus.
The power in the name of Jesus.
What a
name.
The name of Jesus.
The beauty of it.
She says, oh, draw me. It's singular here in verse 4. It's personal initially in those first two words. She
name.
Says to her bridegroom
all
to be, draw me.
You.
And then it turns to
and
plural.
I think there's a room
she says,
full this
and
morning
we will
that because
run after
of the blood of the
you,
lamb,
the king.
A bunch of virgins
if you
say
draw
today
me,
too,
we're
Lord,
all going
to
run
you.
After you. She's talking about her and her
we love your name. There is no name
after
like
we're
the name of our Lord, our king.
But you know, I see
there is no God like our God. There should be a boasting in that.
That's okay if you clap your hands and rejoice in the name of Jesus. There should be a celebratory spirit when the church gathers, when the worship team is leading us. There should
be
today.
That
it is
exclamation
of joy,
the name
of
great
Jesus.
Speaker,
I've never
experienced
or
forgiveness
and grace
up. And mercy
I want
to
tell you how
Jesus.
Excellent Jesus is. That's always my
the
goal.
Anointing of
so
the
that
name
when
of
you
Jesus,
leave here, his name
it.
Is on your lips. She says, oh,
so that
draw
as I get
me,
drawn into his presence,
it's singular
we
here
go after
four.
Him, we
it's
pursue
personal
him.
Initially in those first two words.
And that should be your
she
heart
says
too.
To her bridegroom to be,
as
draw
you go
me,
after Jesus,
and then
that
there would be a
we,
she
says,
goes
and
with we you,
will
run
after
him,
you,
the king.
Because of your testimony.
If you draw me, we're
she
all going to run after
you.
We will run after
you.
The king has brought me into his chambers.
In fact, we will be glad and we will rejoice in
application
that for
my
life.
As he draws me, I want all of you to come with me.
The upright.
That's my goal.
Love you, she says.
That's why I preach. That's
he
why I
didn't
preach
reject
here.
Me. Is
it
what you're
is not
to take
for,
from that.
For me to be talked about when
as
you
I
leave
explain
here
my love
it is
for him.
Not for
he didn't
reject
me.
As
he didn't
some
dismiss
speaker
me.
And
there's
reason for
teacher,
him to do it.
Or for my name to be
she's
lifted up.
Tell us why
I want to tell you how excellent Jesus is. That's always my goal.
He brings us
when you leave here, his name is on your lips.
Into a secret place.
So that as I get drawn into his presence, we go after him.
We pursue him.
In chapter 2, it's going to
say be your heart too.
That he brought me to
as
his
you go after Jesus,
table.
That there would be a we that
and
goes
banner,
with you, that follows after him,
because
of your testimony.
Love.
She says, draw me and we will run after you. The king has brought
me
into
his chambers.
We will be glad and we will rejoice in thee.
There's reason
we will remember your love
to
more than
respond
wine,
to my love,
the
to my desire for him.
Because she says, here's the reason for it.
I'm black.
He didn't reject me.
She's, is what you're supposed to take from that.
She's not speaking of her race.
As I
explain
my love for him,
he didn't reject me. He didn't
dismiss me.
And there's reason for him to do it.
I'm black from the sun.
She's going to tell us why in just a second here,
but she says he doesn't do that.
Oh, you daughters of Jerusalem,
as the tents of Kedar,
chambers,
into his secret place,
the Bedouin.
Into a place of intimacy
on the
where she
Judean
can be hillside
when we go over to Israel.
They're black in their appearance.
Two,
they're darker made from goat hair.
She says, I'm like that,
to his banqueting
but
table.
I also have like the curtains of Solomon to me,
which
were white and silk.
Over me
she says again in verse 6, in contemplation of being in his chamber, she says, don't look upon
me. She says,
me.
I'm amazed
I'm
that he brought me to
because
his
the
chambers.
Sun has looked upon me. The Hebrew
There's
is,
reason
the
for
sun
him
has
not
burned me.
To
and
respond
says,
to my love,
children,
to my desire for him.
More literally,
because she says, here's the reason
they were
for
angry
it.
With
I'm
me.
Black.
She's like Cinderella.
She's,
they
she's
made
not,
me the keeper
she's not
of the
speaking
vineyard,
of
my own
her
vineyard
race,
have
or
I
she's not speaking of
I'm busy doing all this work. I can't keep up my own self. I don't go for
saying
this. I'm black from the sun.
And I'm not going
that way.
I'm busy working in the fields. I'm mistreated.
Oh, you daughters of Jerusalem,
my mother's
son takes advantage of me. I don't want you to look. I'm excited to be in your presence. I long for your kisses.
On the
but
Judean
when I get into your chamber,
to Israel,
my robe comes off.
They're black in their appearance. They're dark. They're made from goat hair.
She says, I'm like that.
You're going to see things that I'm embarrassed
like the curtains of Solomon to me, which were white and silk.
You're going
to
see things
again
I'm ashamed
of. Now culturally, there's a
contemplation of being in his chamber.
Because you and I,
she said, don't look upon me.
I'm black because the sun has looked upon
white as
the Hebrew is, the sun has burned me.
We look at
it. She says, my mother's
and my hands. I forgot my arms look like
literally
as her son.
They were angry with me. She's like Cinderella.
And I see, I think, man, I'm like glowing here. I'm so white.
When the sun comes out, I look forward
to
getting out
all
in the
this
sun
work. I can't keep up my own self.
Color,
I don't
it looks like health and
you know, treatments,
vibrancy,
and I'm not done that way.
I'm busy out working in the fields. I'm mistreated. My mother's son took advantage of me. I don't want you to look.
I'm excited to be in your presence.
And
I love
day
kisses,
she was presented
but when
him
I get into your chamber,
my robe comes off.
They could oil
see,
her
up and
douse her up in
oil.
It'll
be for the first time that you've seen me.
You're
going to
see
things that I'm embarrassed
of. More beautiful you were.
You're going
so
to see
she
things
says,
I'm ashamed
dark,
of. Now,
I
culturally,
have a suntan,
there's a disconnect.
She's saying this,
you and
I'm
a peasant,
especially as Rochesterians.
I'm poor.
We
I'm
look
not
at
a princess. You're
white
the king.
Gross.
I'm not a princess. I work in the fields.
We look at,
I don't
I'm
go to
look at
my arms and my hands.
I forget
my nails
like so many times because
there's
sleeves
on all
the time.
I'm not anybody special by any means.
And in fact,
see, I think, man,
I'm
like glowing
here.
I'm
so
white.
When the sun comes out, I look forward to getting out in the sun.
I'm scared for you to see me. I'm going to have a farmer's tan.
It looks like health.
Her body would be covered up, only her face and her arms would be
disclosed.
You're going to see tan marks and a darkness of skin.
Oh, no, what will that be like?
And some of you think that about
God.
In her day, before she was presented to him in her beauty pageant to win his heart,
so many people come into his presence
around
that same way.
If I respond to the love of God, if I respond to the intimacy that pastor said is available through Jesus Christ,
she says, I'm dark, I have a suntan.
When this is found out,
she's saying this, I'm a peasant.
What will he do when this portion of my life is
flashing
before him?
You're the king.
I'm not a princess. I work in the fields. I don't go to get facials. I don't go get my nails done.
And he reminds us in his
word this morning,
special by any means.
In fact, I'm actually kind of gross.
In fact,
and the more that I think about
her,
our near day being together, should this happen,
I know I skip
I'm
verse
scared
7.
For you to see me. I'm going to have a farmer's tan.
This is where he
her
begins
body would
to
be
speak.
Covered up,
he
only
says,
her face and her lower
if you
arms
know
exposed,
not,
you're going to see tan marks
you are the
a darkness of skin
among women.
Oh, no, what will that be like? And some
he
of you
think
agree
that
with
about
her.
God.
He doesn't say you are dark. Ugh.
You
so many people come into his presence
feel
that
me.
Same
you,
way.
You
if I respond to the
words
of God, if
I
respond to the intimacy
the
that pastor said is available through Jesus Christ, what
it's
will happen when this is found out?
3:11 when he says, you make
what
God
will he
all
do when this portion of my life is flashing before
says,
him? Will he dismiss me? Will he be disgusted by me? Will I be too much to handle? And he reminds us in his word this morning, no.
If you can put your
in fact,
head in the
he will
heart
say
of Jesus
to her in verse
this morning
8,
like John of old did.
And I know I skipped verse 7.
And you can listen to what his thoughts
this is where
are
he begins
you,
to speak, he says,
ear, you
if you know not, he says,
you will
you
find
are the
and you will see that he will
among
make you
women.
Feel like you are the only one
he doesn't
in the
agree
room
with her. He doesn't say you
time.
Are dark. Ugh.
If you take
you,
this
oh,
book
the
and
tan,
you read it devotionally, that's the best
to
way
me.
To
you,
receive
you
from it.
Me
it's
off.
Such an
wow,
intimate
you're
personal
worse than
book.
I thought you were.
The
he doesn't
Holy
say
Spirit
that you're
the fairest of them
soak
all.
Soak you in the love of God in such a way that you will
it's
be blown away.
He will choose you
he will
in
respond to your insecurity,
you
your doubt,
all
your fear
beautiful.
Of what God feels about you, what God
in your
thinks
time,
about you, because he
madam,
knows all things. He will respond in such a way that you will be lost for words and maybe even tears will fall from your eyes.
Listen to me, please.
He's unlike any other person that
you
have ever met in
the heart
of
Jesus this morning like John of old did.
He will never turn you away.
Listen.
The Bible says if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. As you close the gap, he'll close with your scripture. He'll never take a step back and say, whoa, you're dark.
He will make you feel like you are the only one in the room.
There's shadiness attached to you.
Every single time.
You didn't clean yourself first. You didn't get rid
of yourself first. If you take this book and you read it devotionally, that's the best way to receive from it. It's such an intimate, personal book.
And the presence of the King of Kings
will
soak you in the love
acceptance
of God in such a way that you will be blown away.
Grace.
He will respond to your insecurity,
you might think you're
your
dark,
doubt, your fear of what God feels about you,
but
what God thinks about you, because he knows all things.
Book, he will say
he
this.
He will respond in such a way that you will be lost
no
for words, and maybe even tears will fall from eyes. He's unlike any other person that you have ever met in all of the world. He will never turn you away. The Bible says if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. As you close the gap, he'll close the gap. He'll never take a step back and say, whoa, you're dark. Oh, man. There's shadiness attached to you. You didn't clean yourself first. You didn't get rid of your tan first. You didn't oil yourself up first. There will never be any of that in the presence of the King of Kings. There will only be acceptance and mercy and grace. You might think you're dark, but in chapter 4, verse 7 of this book, he will say this, I found in you no spot.
Some of you have been so wounded by the church.
You've been so wounded by other Christians, and Christ has been so misrepresented in your life that you've been so turned off and disgusted. The fact that you're even here today is shocking to you. Please don't let churches, denominations, movements, or pastors misrepresent the Lord Jesus Christ. He says to you from his inerrant, inspired, perfect, holy word, he says to you this. This is the full revelation. Listen, there's no spot in you. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Height, depth, breadth, width, nothing. Angels, demons, you yourself cannot keep you from the love of God.
You've been so wounded by other Christians.
There's no spot found in you when you come to him in Jesus' name. That's why his name is like an ointment unlike any other.
Because
there's healing in his name. There's redemption in his name. There's salvation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastors misrepresent the Lord Jesus Christ.
He says,
I've compared you, verse 9.
Inerrant, inspired,
I'm the king. I can have anyone I want.
There's a sense of that there. I've compared you, oh my love, to a company of horses and Pharaoh's chariots. Guys, do not do that at home.
There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God.
There's a lot of good here.
Height,
don't call
depth,
your wife a horse. She'll have a name for you,
nothing.
Too.
Nothing. Angels, demons.
Similar to that.
You yourself cannot keep you from the love of God.
Listen, this is... We're culturally disconnected.
There's no spot
found in you when you come to him in Jesus' name.
Wait till we get to chapter
4. That's why his name is like
an ointment
unlike any other.
Her description.
Because there's healing
in his name.
The thinness of her lips.
There's redemption
in his name.
There's salvation in the name of Jesus Christ.
But here's what he's saying. You're like a Ferrari, babe. I've compared you, verse 9.
That's what he's saying.
You're like
I'm
one
the
of the
king.
Horses.
I can have anyone I want.
The
there's a sense
Pharaoh,
of that
the
there.
Most powerful
I've
man in the world.
You, oh
that's
my
what
love,
you're like
to a company of horses,
horses
and Pharaoh's
and
chariots.
Even polar
guys, do not
king.
Do that at home.
Only male horses did that. But what he's saying here is you
there's
are so
a lot
unique
of good here.
Don't call
you
your wife
so
a horse.
Special.
She'll have a name for
you.
You
are
the fairest in the land. There is none like you. I've compared you. I've looked around, and nobody takes my affection. Nobody takes my heart.
We're culturally disconnected.
This is thousands of years ago.
Jesus says,
wait till we get to chapter 4. He's going to talk about weird things about her description. Her teeth and the thinness
why
of her lips and
why does he love me?
Her hair
the Jews
to goat's
used to
hair.
Say
it's
in India,
there's weird
because
he loves you because
disconnect.
He loves you. But here's what he's saying: you're like a Ferrari.
He just loves
babe
you because he loves you. I
no,
don't know.
Serious,
I don't want to
saying
know. I don't need to know why.
You're
I
like one of the horses.
And I want to get lost in his love.
I want to stay there
because it propels
me. The world.
That's what you're like.
It moves me to keep trucking when I get lost.
And
the love of God, chariot of any king.
It makes me want
to
do better.
But what
for
he's saying
him
here is you are so unique.
It makes me want to run harder.
You are something so special.
It makes me want to tell more people
in the
of
land
who he is
there
and what he's about.
Like
the love
you
of
I've
God
compared you. I've looked around and nobody takes my affection. Nobody takes my heart. Nobody captivates me the way that you
the
do.
Cheeks,
Jesus
he
says
he's
still
today
speaking to his bride to be. Your cheeks are comely with rows of jewels.
Why?
Your neck with chains of gold.
Why does he
gold
love me?
You know,
the
we
Jews
know
used to say an idiom of theirs was this.
He loves you because he loves you.
Where there were beads that dripped down
he
from her headband.
He just loves you because
be
he loves you. I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't need to know why.
I just
we
know
don't
he loves
all
me.
I want to get
this.
He found it beautiful.
I want to stay there because it propels me.
This man here
it moves me to keep trucking when I get lost in the love of God.
He says to her, you've got chains of gold.
It makes me want to do better for him.
And as we come to Jesus,
it makes me
want
to run harder
around our necks.
It makes me want to tell more people
people of who he is and what he's about. The love of God.
He makes it worth getting out of bed every single day, no matter what our circumstances are.
He satisfies our deepest longings. The cheeks, he says, he's still speaking to his bride-to-be.
We will make, verse 11,
your cheeks are comely with rows of jewels.
We will make the borders of gold.
You know, we don't know fully what he's speaking about here. It could be a headband that Shulamite wore,
where there were beads that dripped down from her headband onto her face.
Or it could be the lockets of her hair that
leaked through her head covering. It's a type of glorification,
sanctification.
We don't know. All we know is this, he found it beautiful.
Silver is a metal of redemption,
like this man here.
It was what Jesus was portrayed with,
for
pieces of silver.
That's what we're going to do here.
Gold.
You've got purification.
Gold around your
silver,
neck.
And redemption, as we come to Jesus,
that's what we're going to do with you.
He puts chains of gold around our necks, as it were, too.
He enriches our
lives. That's what Jesus does with us.
He makes it worth getting out of bed every single day,
no matter what our circumstances are.
And a constant sanctification all the way to you get to glory and you receive your glorification.
We will make, verse 11,
who is
we?
He's the one who is, and he's the one who is to come
up. We will make the borders of gold.
Literally,
he saved us, he's saving us, and he will save us into eternity.
Three strands of gold with studs of silver. Gold in Scripture is a type of divinity.
It's a type of glorification, sanctification.
He says, this is what I'm going to do with you. Silver is a metal of redemption.
It was
he
what
says,
Jesus was portrayed with, for pieces of silver.
We will make
that's what we're going to do here. Gold, purification, glorification,
silver,
redemption. That's what we're going to do with you, you Shulamites.
We will rise you.
That's what Jesus does with
now
us.
Now in verse 12 it says,
instant
while the king
justification,
table,
just as if you've never sinned,
my spikenard,
and a constant sanctification all the way
thereof,
to you get to glory and
a bundle
you receive
of
your
mirth,
glorification.
Words to us.
He's
13,
the one who was,
is
he's
my
the
one
well
who is, and he's
me.
The one who is
he
to come.
Lie,
and he does
listen,
it all the way through.
All night
he saved us,
breath,
he's saving us, and he will save us into
intimacy.
Morning and evening sacrifices. Give me Jesus
we've got about 10 minutes left and we'll be done.
Give me Jesus
and we've
when
not
even hit our sweet spot yet in this chapter. My beloved is unto me, verse 14, as a cluster of campfire.
That's speaking of the henna flower and the vineyards
of
Engedi.
Big,
white, beautiful flowers that give shade in the heat of the day.
Silver. We will enrich
in a place
you.
Of oasis in the middle of
the
desert, Engedi. They smell like roses. They're beautiful. She says, that's
now
what you are like to
says,
me. That's what you provide for me.
Table,
and the king responds,
my
and he says, in you, behold, he says,
you are fair, my love.
Behold,
a bundle of myrrh,
you have
familiar words to
us.
Verse 13. Is my love
well
only can
see
one thing at a time?
He shall lie.
Listen,
my love,
all
you have
night
singleness
between
my
breasts.
When I look at
morning
you, I
and
see
evening
only looking at me.
Doves only
morning
mate
and evening
with one other dove all of their lives.
Give me
when
Jesus
that
when
dies,
I rise.
There's no other mate
me
for
Jesus.
Them.
Doves
when
are
I go to sleep, symbolic
the picture
of the Holy Spirit. They speak of
my
peace.
My beloved is unto me, verse 14,
you,
as a cluster of campfire,
a singleness
of the henna flower,
a devotion,
and the vineyards of Engedi,
big white
and beautiful flowers.
That's what Jesus sees
when he looks at
a place of oasis in the middle of the desert, Engedi.
They smell like roses. They're beautiful.
She
says, that's what you are like to me.
That's
what you provide for me.
Pleasant
and the king responds, and he says, in you, behold,
green.
He says, you are fair, my
pastures.
Love. Behold, you are fair. You have doves
and then the
eyes.
In verse 17.
The doves only can see one thing at a
cedar.
Time.
And the rafters
my love, you
are
have
fur.
Singleness of
you're
eyes. When I look at you, I see you only looking
don't
at me.
Doves yet.
Only
Seven
mate
minutes.
With one other dove all of their lives. When that
listen.
Mate dies, there's no other mate for them. Doves
she
are
says,
symbol,
take me
symbolic
to a place
of the Holy Spirit. They speak of peace.
Made up
he
of
says,
wood
when I look at you,
that
that's what I see.
Rots.
A
you're
singleness
take me
of
to
eyes,
a place of shelter,
a devotion,
she says,
a peacefulness,
no
and a beauty. That's what Jesus sees when he looks at us.
You're going to take me to a place that I can find rest in. Made up of material
fair,
that will never
beloved,
ruin. That's where you're going to take
pleasant
me. And when I think of wood, and I think of this type of wood,
green.
I think of the wooden tree
of Calvary.
To green pastures.
I think of the cross where there is no decaying.
And then the
I think of the cross, the power of the cross,
the
where there's never room to it.
Cedar,
it never weakens. It never breaks apart. It's never available
you're take
any
me
longer.
To a
no,
place
it's
shelter.
Always there.
Don't
it always remains.
Minutes.
It never
Seven
diminishes.
Minutes.
It never fades away. It never goes away. It's always lifted up. The cross.
She says, you're
going
to take me to a place of shelter.
I think of the power of the cross. I think of the beauty
rots.
Of the cross, especially as we come
to
the Lord's table this
shelter,
morning,
she
and
says,
we remember him,
where there
the
is
cross,
no decaying
the wood in our
of the
lives
that
never decays,
made up
so that when we falter,
you're
when we mess
take
up,
me to a place
when we're not what we
that
should
I can
be,
find rest
when we're not
in,
what we want to be, we come back to the cross.
Material that will never
it's the cross,
ruin.
The cross,
that's where you're
going to
take me.
And when I think of wood, and I think of this type of wood,
I think of the wooden tree of Calvary.
And there's this
I think of the cross where there is no decaying.
There's this sense of redemption,
the power of the cross,
where there's never room to it.
It never
weakens.
It never breaks apart.
Listen,
it's never available any longer. No, it's always
she said,
there. It always remains. It never diminishes. It never fades away. It never goes away. It's always
smell
lifted
a
smell
up.
Of redemption. The cross. That is in verse 12.
Maybe
the power
Mary
of the
Bethany.
Cross. I think of the beauty in John of the cross, chapter 13, especially as we come to the Lord's table this morning,
she did,
and
which
we remember him,
before,
the cross,
the crucifixion
the wood in
of
our
Christ.
Lives that never decays, so that when we falter, when we mess up,
was
when we're not what we should
burial.
Be, when we're not what we want to be, we come back to the cross.
An aroma, a perfume,
it's the cross, the cross, the cross, where Christ was crucified,
would be worth
a year's wage, $50,000.
And there's this
scent. Jesus is there at her house.
There's this
Mary,
scent of
Martha
redemption,
and there's this scent of
dear
marriage
of our Lord in John chapter 13.
And we close our Bibles this morning. Listen, she
Lazarus
said to
had
this.
Already been dead for days, and Jesus
said,
already
why
called him forth out of the grave.
Lazarus has been a
my spikenard.
Send
you
us forth
go
the
back.
Smell thereof, a smell of redemption.
He's
that
already
in verse
been
12.
Called forth out of the
Maybe
grave.
He's
Mary
sitting at the table.
Bethany.
Martha's busy
in John
cooking dinner. Martha's busy
was thinking of
getting everything prepared.
When she did
Mary
what she did days
before the crucifixion of
this
Christ.
This costly perfume.
Something
spikenard.
That a woman would save for her wedding
that was
day,
used
or
a dowry. For burial.
Something that
spikenard.
Was extravagant.
An ointment, an
she
aroma,
takes it, she breaks it, she begins
wood,
to anoint the feet of Jesus.
That was costly.
She
takes
a bottle that would be worth
to scrub
a year's wage,
$50,000.
Something woman wouldn't do in that
Jesus
culture.
Is there
at the
her
feet
house.
Of Jesus,
Mary,
and she begins
Martha,
to wash
and Lazarus.
Her Lord's feet.
Dear friends
Judas
of our Lord in
John
mad.
Chapter 13,
Jesus
says, what are you doing? Jesus, stop
Lazarus,
her. We had already been
that.
Dead for days, and Jesus had called
lots
forth
of money.
Out of the grave.
We can go help the poor,
trying to
sound spiritual, but he was a thief, John says.
You
got to
go back.
And Jesus
has already been
mind.
Called forth out of the grave.
That what she's doing
at the table.
It's preparation.
Martha's busy cooking dinner. Martha's busy getting
burial.
Everything prepared. Mary takes this bottle
at the
of spikenard
here.
This costly
spikenard
perfume.
At the table.
Something that a woman there. Would save for her wedding day
spikenard
or a dowry.
At the king's table this morning.
Something that was extravagant.
The Lord's
she takes
table.
It, she breaks it, she begins to anoint
the Jews
the feet
would read.
Of Jesus.
This book
and she begins to use her hair to
celebrate
their deliverance
she
from
lets
Egypt.
Down her hair
and something
woman
wouldn't do in that
we
culture
celebrate our
at the feet of Jesus and
begins
sin and
to
death and hell into
feet.
Glory into
Judas
the sanctified life and we come
Judas
to the Lord's
says,
table
what are you doing?
Sense
Jesus
of
stop
redemption
her. We can take
that rises from these pages and these tables we can go help the poor trying to sound spiritual but he was a thief John says.
There's also
myrrh.
Myrrh
was brought
mind.
By one of the wise men.
That what she's doing
gold,
is necessary.
And myrrh.
Preparation.
Myrrh was brought at the birth of Jesus,
for my
but
death
also the death
and my
of Jesus.
Burial.
In John chapter 20, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea,
table.
They ask Pilate for the body of Christ.
At the king's table.
He's a crowbar,
there.
No doubt. They take his body down,
spikenard
broken
at the
and beaten and wounded for our sins. The Lord's table. And they begin to anoint
the
his
Jews
body,
would
prepare
read
his body before they wrap
this book
his
in its
body. It was used for embalming the Jews
and
embalming their deliverance
from Egypt
burial
into the promised land.
We celebrate our deliverance
with
from Satan and sin and death and
hell
into glory, into the sanctified life.
Wounds.
And we come to the Lord's table this morning. There's a scent of redemption that rises from these pages and these tables.
Most people don't know this, but then there's myrrh.
There's also myrrh. Myrrh was brought by one of the wise men.
That's rising this morning. Not just
redemption. Myrrh was brought at the birth of Jesus, but also at the death
away.
Of Jesus. In John chapter 20, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, they ask Pilate for the body of Christ. They use a crowbar, no doubt. They take his body down, broken and beaten and wounded
soon
for our sins.
Very soon, we're going to be with the Lord.
And they
it's
begin
be
to anoint his body, prepare his body before
table.
They wrap his body. It was used for embalming. The Jews didn't embalm, but it was used for this burial process.
He's going to be at the
they would take that with other aloes
and
ointments, and they
there.
Would rub it on the body
that
of Jesus.
That
they would rub it over his
psalm
wounds.
That longing that we have for Jesus,
it's going to be there. We're going to be in his kingdom. No more tears, no more
but
sorrow, no more cancer, no more flu,
don't know this.
No more none of it. We're going to be in the presence of Jesus, whole, made as we were made to be, in the presence of Jesus.
That's rising this morning, not of just redemption.
A love that's lasting, no fluff and stuff. This is the gospel of Jesus
away.
Christ. We're going to be with
the
him.
Marriage
and we're going to behold him. And there's
the
a scent
Lamb.
Rising this morning of redemption
three,
and of a marriage supper that's
thing.
About to be had.
Soon and very
and
soon.
And until then, we celebrate
we're the
what we're going to experience.
Going to
what is a reality in the believer's life
table.
By grace through faith.
And we're going to be feasting
amen. And he's going to be
with
2 minutes
head.
To spare, I'm going to call the worship
and we're
going to
team.
Be there. That longing that the Shulamite
guys who
have that longing that we have for Jesus,
they're not going to
be there.
They're
gonna we're
going to
be in his
so
kingdom. No more tears,
moment,
no more sorrow,
seat,
no more cancer,
bread,
no more
juice,
flu,
and go back
no more none of it.
It
we're going to be in the
Jesus.
Presence of Jesus.
We got a greater than
made
Solomon
as we were made to be
morning.
In the presence of Jesus. A
we
love
got the
that's
name
real.
Of all names.
A love that's lasting. No
what
fluff and stuff. This
is
the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to be with him.
Is for us to commemorate
and we're going to behold him. And there's
absolutely.
A scent rising this morning
it's a time
of redemption
Jesus,
and of
this,
a marriage supper that's about
that.
To be had.
But if your heart is sincere,
and until then, we celebrate what we're
don't
going to experience, what is a reality
sure
in the believer's
right
life
no
by
sin.
Grace through faith.
But I love
amen.
You and I see your spot in you.
That will
with
make,
2 minutes to spare, I'm going to call the worship team.
You're going
to
lose. You're going to have circuits going out in your brain.
And the guys will pass if you stay there.
Elements out to you. They're not going to pass
them.
They're
going to
ready them so that you can come in just a moment out of your seat, take the bread, take the juice, and go back and spend it with your
Jesus. Take that bread,
take that juice, go back to your seat.
We got a greater than Solomon we're celebrating this morning.
We got the name of all names.
If this is not real to you, if you think, I
don't
know
about it, what a beautiful name it is.
Then don't do it. It's to your detriment, not to your blessing.
And communion is for us to commemorate and celebrate.
This is real for you.
It's a time to say, Jesus, forgive me of this.
Go back to your seat.
And forgive me of that.
Spend some time with the Lord.
If your heart is sincere, he just says,
the elements will partake together.
Don't spend the whole time doing that. Make sure you get right if there's known sin. But I love you and I see no spot in you. That will make, you're going to lose. You're going to have circuits going out in your brain all day long if you stay there. I see no spot in you. You are blemish free. Just take that bread, take that, just go back to your seat and let him just love on you. If this is real to you today, if this is not real to you, if you think, I don't know about all this, then don't do it. It's to your detriment, not to your blessing. But if this is real to you, if this is real for you, now you can come, get out of your seat, take the bread, the juice, go back to your seat, spend some time with the Lord, and when everybody has the elements, we'll partake together. Come now.